Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and the women out there, coast to coast, border to border. Thanks for getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, we're on as MeWe on Gab and Parler as the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we had a major evolution out there in California. The operation by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, Australian, European police, suspects from Australia, Asia, Europe, South America, and the Middle East involved in the narcotics trade. A lot of stuff found in our desert in California. A good thing to have happen for sure, but they're not done yet. They're not done yet.
Are you speaking about the L.A. County Sheriff?
Yes, ma'am.
And the grow houses?
Yep.
The cartels have, in fact, been operating acres and acres and acres of grow houses. And so they decided, after all this time, I don't know what it's taken so long, to knock down those operations. And I don't know how many of them there are. They say there are as many as 50. But they're taking in, bringing in bulldozers and virtually knocking them down. One of the, I think, the bigger reasons is because these grow operations are stealing water from the farmers. And, you know, millions and millions and millions and millions of gallons.
Mm-hmm.
They've made a few arrests, but, you know, and the way these things are designed, they kind of, once they're built, constructed, they operate on their own. They've got, the cartels have so much money that they can pretty much automate these grow houses. But they have made a few arrests, and I think there's more to come, but this is a big operation, very happy for it. The question is, what took them so long? I mean, it's not like these things went up overnight. But, yeah, so at least they're taking a stand on this one. There are several U.S. agencies, including DEA, whatnot, that are part of this. So hat tip on that one.
Well, the operation was called Operation Greenlight Trojan Shield, conceived by Australian police and the FBI back in 2018, one of the biggest infiltrations and takeovers of a specialized encrypted network. And, of course, they gave them phones that they said couldn't be traced and couldn't be this and that. And, in fact,
oh, that, That's another operation.
Right.
That is an operation where the FBI built their own cell phone network, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go globally. Now, in that one, I think there were 800 arrests.
That's correct.
That one, I wrote about that one. That one was pretty interesting.
Yep, you did.
And they were giving out cell phones that had some interesting little features in them. So, that was a global operation. Really, it's the genesis of the FBI.
And in Finland, they found a warehouse with 3D printers used to manufacture guns and gun parts.
Crazy.
Yeah. So be careful what you wish for. And they had people over in Germany, they had people in the Netherlands, people in Sweden, people in France, people, as I said, in Finland. And when do you ever hear about Finland getting in trouble with stuff like that? Almost never.
Well, I mean, Europe is not exempt from this kind of stuff.
Nope.
So, mm-hmm.
Well, moving along, as we can do. Moving along, Senator Joe Manchin is now the lone man standing for the most part. He's not the only one, though, but he's issued his response after a constructive meeting with the civil rights groups on the voting law. And, of course, the Arizona senator and the Maine senator are standing firm and solid in their disagreement with Schumer and the Democrats on this. So it looks like as if, unless something drastic were to happen, that bill is dead in the Senate.
It should be dead because the H.R. 1, and I don't know what it's called in the Senate, but what it is essentially doing is it is federalizing all elections. Okay? That's really where it is.
Yep.
But within that, there's some of the most disgusting, nefarious items when it comes to voting. I think that there are some other Democrat senators that are opposed to it. It's just that you got three, at least, that are standing
right
loudly.
There may be as many as five. I don't know who the other two are. But anyway, hold that thought. And that's what the report is telling me, but I don't know who the other two are. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The stem cell activation passive will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and we are back on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We were just talking off the air here. I don't know exactly what this is all about, but this is the second time I've seen this in 24 hours. Teachers Union whistleblower says massive scandal featuring teachers union boss Randy Weingarten is unfolding.
Yeah. Remember, it came out that the teachers union was very involved in the, what do they call it, the guidance, and I say air quote guidance, with Health and Human Services or the CDC on whether the schools would be open and how they would be open and what the demands are of the teachers union in order for the kids to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, that the teachers union was really in the lead, and that all the things that they demanded of the federal government were really complied with, including, I might add, financial bailouts to ensure the financial, I don't want to say stability, but financial windfall of the teachers union. So I think that there's, and of course, the White House kind of poo-pooed all that and said they work for the, you know, these agencies work for several private organizations. Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I think there's more to what the teachers union is doing, and investigation is, in fact, called for.
Now, I talked about this last hour, and I guess Robert wasn't listening, but one of our listeners, Robert, sent us an email. And I'm going to read it because it's important as to what it says, but and it's true what he's saying. It says, I get dozens of emails and texts a day purported to be from President Trump or his family. They've just reported that a PA man was arrested by the FBI for posing as members of the Trump family to swindle donors of their money. Well, that's true. Please ask Denise Simon during her segment which sites or text messages are legitimate. So that folks that who want to support President Trump or Republicans who are not rhinos can safely make contributions to those to whom they intend. Well, the best I can tell you is to go to the Save America PAC, at SaveAmericaPAC.org or whatever the website is. Let me see if I can find it here.
Trump had launched the website, what was it, from the office of 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It says
that was where, in fact, legitimate things on what Trump was doing with supporting candidates and whatnot was coming from. But I think there were some other kind of nefarious attacks that site was taken. So, if I'm not mistaken, that site went.
It went dark. It went dark. So now it's SaveAmerica45.com. SaveAmerica45.com is a website. That's where you go to make your donations. That is the Donald Trump website.
Okay.
So that's the answer. I was aware of that Pennsylvania man. We talked about the story last hour, and unfortunately, people are going to get out there and do whatever they do. There's it's just people that are going to take advantage of folks, right?
Well, they do. They absolutely do. So, you've got Kamala Harris that's down there in Guatemala and Mexico talking about corruption and fraud and all these other kinds of things. There's not, if you really think about what's happening here in the United States, they keep talking about American values and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. We are just as we are becoming, if we're not already, on a grand scale, just as corrupt as some of these other countries. Think
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a terrible admission, but there you are.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And it's a big-time problem. And, you know, when I do the Pledge of Allegiance, I point out to the people that our country was founded on Judeo values, Judeo-Christian values, and it's kind of hard to take a look at that with some of the nonsense going on today.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, back to the drawing board here. We happen to know that come Sunday, Mr. Bennett will become the next prime minister of the state of the government of Israel, country of Israel, and he's got a coalition put together. We're going to see how that goes, and we've been told by the talking heads that Mr. Bennett is the closest thing to Benjamin Netanyahu without being Benjamin Netanyahu.
As I've said on your show a couple of times, in fact, he worked for Netanyahu as in two different roles as a minister. So I think that, you know, as I said, Netanyahu, he had been the longest-serving prime minister of Israel, and he's been under attack the entire time of his government career there. So I think when they put Naftali Bennett in there, that you're just going to get a younger version. And I hope that's the case. Netanyahu's pretty slick. He's pretty fly. So, if he's going to pass on the baton to somebody, I think that Naftali Bennett's probably one to do.
Now, President Biden reportedly has demolished the infrastructure negotiations with the Republicans amidst the spending disagreements, and I don't know where that's going to go, but we talked about the divorce. We laughed about the divorce between Schumer and McConnell, which isn't a bad thing.
Well, the way they put these headlines in there, demolished. Well, what he simply did is, after all of these discussions, especially with Senator Capito, who was really taking the lead, he was kind of cowardly. Instead of telling her face-to-face, he picks up the phone, or somebody in the White House picks up the phone and says they're terminating the discussion, mm-hmm. which I think is pretty sleazy, but anyway.
By the way, Senator Marsha Blackburn yesterday made a blanket statement, said little Dr. Fauci is in cahoots with Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook.
That's not news. The emails that had been uncovered from Fauci showed that Fauci had a couple of interactions, meetings with Zuckerberg, and from there they were to determine how and which and often and quality of posts regarding all things pandemic would and would not be on Facebook. So it was a, let's use the word collusion. That's a good one.
Yeah, I've heard that before a couple times. And how about this Capitol Hill vendor, tech vendor, that was hit with this ransomware attack? Has that got anything to do with the worldwide attack of a bunch of...
I only saw the headline. I have not read the article, so I'm not qualified to speak on it.
Well, apparently there was a major hack attack. Listen to that. Hack attack of Hulu and some of these other places and Target, you know, Target, the Target stores again and all that. And it's this ransomware that's, again, popping its head up.
Well, I mean, it's not, again, ransomware attempts go on by the second. And some of them are very effective. Mostly happening by phishing campaigns. And so it's no surprise that, you know, they will strike anywhere and anything.
Well, this one hit several of the major news outlets, not Fox, but other ones, Hulu, Amazon, Target, and others, and perhaps this this tech dealer in D.C. All right, here comes the music. I'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the article she writes on her website at FoundersCode.com and become informed. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why soccer? Why soccer?
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. Senator Capito tells Fox News about their points of disagreement.
Basically, what he asked us to do the first time we met with him, which was $1 trillion over 8 years, including baseline spending, and that it wouldn't include a tax increase. And he, those were our, that was our red line, not his. And the last offer that I got from the president had four tax increases in it. And it also was much closer in numbers than what the White House is putting out right now.
The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to help you become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they are after they tell you about themselves. But check them out online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, right here in my backyard. And you should give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Best way to find out about them. Now, you can find out a lot by going to the website, NAA.edu, but they're going to tell you to take the tour of one of their facilities. It's important that you understand that you're getting yourself into a job that's going to be one size fits all. Once you get that certification as an aviation maintenance tech, you're in a very high-paying, high-demand a job that you could get a job anywhere in the world. Pretty impressive, huh? Well, it means what it says. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Well, General Austin Scott Miller said that U.S. forces can do what's needed to go out with our heads held high in Afghanistan. And that's exactly what he's planning to do, as this is the second time that he's been behind the leadership of withdrawing a large amount of forces out of Afghanistan. The U.S. Air Force, by the way, has wrapped up the first phase of the Golden Horde demonstration. That's an effort putting the service one step closer to developing swarming smart weapons that behave semi-autonomously and use algorithms to seek high-priority targets. That'll be interesting. Now, the Defense Secretary has also reduced a retired Army Major General to the rank of Second Lieutenant after he pleaded guilty last year to a sexual assault charge. Wow. Long way from the top on that one. And the U.S. Navy has constructed its first ever annual refueling between a manned aircraft and an unmanned tanker on June the 4th. Now, this was a Boeing tanker. The one that was the MQ-25 Stingray. And this could lead to some other things. We'll see. That's the whole purpose behind it. By the way, Secretary of State Antony Blinken emerged to expedite the immigration visas for the Afghans who work closely with U.S. forces, and the Republicans warned that they could be slaughtered, targeted by the Taliban unless we get them out of Afghanistan sooner rather than later. And I couldn't agree more. That's the first group of people going to be looked at and looked for by the Taliban once they get in a position to do it, as if they aren't already. And there's plenty of stuff going on overseas, but before I get there, Vladimir Putin confirmed that Russia is exiting from the Open Skies Treaty. Remember that? Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a bill to withdraw from an international treaty allowing surveillance flights over military facilities following the U.S. exit from the pact. Now, we'll see what happens there, and I'm sure it's going to be discussed. The agency, by the way, the VA identified the remains of a West Virginia soldier who was killed in World War II. Also, the United States Navy and Boeing are conducted their first ever aerial refueling, as we just told you, with an unmanned tanker. That is a remarkable accomplishment. I'm sure you'll hear more about that in the not too distant future. And of course, when you look at the news of the day, one of the things is Western military experts are assessing whether or not an autonomous drone operated by artificial intelligence killed people in Libya last year. If so, it would be the first time without a human controller behind its control that did that. We'll try to find out. We'll keep our eyes on that one for you. By the way, support for a U.S. role in the security and defense of Europe has grown in 2021 amongst the key allies, even as doubts persisted about Washington's reliability. That came from a poll that was published this week. Also, the Defense Department is in an internal tug of war about the practicality of putting more U.S. troops within range of Chinese missiles as we move them out of places like Afghanistan and Iraq, where we're going to send them. Now, the U.S. Department of Defense also said that the GOATS fleet overlord program's second unmanned surface vessel recently completed its trip into the Pacific and is there now on patrol. Now, the Pentagon's accelerating Connect Everything effort hinges on certain cloud programs. Again, this is the pilotless, manless ships we're talking about. And the Supreme Court said that it'll be up to the Congress, not the court, to decide whether or not to charge the requirement that only men must register for the draft. Now, it's one of the few areas of federal law where men and women are still treated differently. And I'm not surprised, and neither should you be. Also, all soldiers must now serve as corporals before promotion to sergeant. You can't just go from specialist fourth to sergeant. You have to serve as a corporal and then get promoted to sergeant. Now, don't forget the Navy. They're always out there doing something. And the Navy has spelled out their new policies. They're definitely getting in line with the sign of the times here. And they always seem to do things in such a way that we see that the Army follows suit. Now, in this particular case, 14 National Guard soldiers were injured after a bus overturned in Virginia. This happened over the weekend. A transport bus overturned in central Virginia in the rain over there. It's not known if they were coming back from the Capitol or if they were going on assignment or what the situation was, but we certainly hope that they'll all be okay. Now, coming up with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, we're going to get into some economic chat. And, of course, the economy is on everybody's mind. And I'm going to once again tell everybody about the price of oil, where we're at right now, because that's what's driving inflation. Make no mistake about it. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Well, don't forget this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss and their Acura dealership. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura vehicle. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV by far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body with double wishbone suspension and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, does that make a bad back feel good. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the best in the industry. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located up in North New Tampa on the North Florida Avenue exit next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at mossacura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch more money, too. And joining us right now, we have the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Is it warm up there where you're at?
It's not too bad. Not too bad at all. You know, it's I don't mind the heat at all, really, so it doesn't bother me. It's been a little bit warmer than normal. It's good to see for me.
Yeah, when you've been freezing all winter.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to give you a little number here, and you just kind of bear with me a minute. But all things hinge on the price of oil. Fair assumption?
Well, yeah, many things do. I mean, again, oil, you know, is not only, you know, does it take product A and move it to spot B, it also goes into many things that we buy, the plastics and a myriad of other things. So, yeah, oil is quite important.
Well, West Texas crude starts out the day at $70.05 a barrel. That's up. Brent crude starts the day at $72.22. That's up. 1 year futures on oil, $80 a barrel. That's up. They're getting closer to the $100 a barrel that Iran wants to see. And gasoline, the wholesale price of gasoline without the tax, $2.22 a gallon. That's the highest it's been all year. Diesel, $2.13 a gallon. That's the highest it's been all year. I can tell you right now, if you think things are high last week, wait till you see the price next week when the cost of transportation comes into play again.
Oh, yeah. There's you know, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest within the next year if we see $100 a barrel oil. No, I wouldn't be shocked at all. So, again, this is the trend. This is, in many respects, you want to talk about by design. It's by design. It's by legislative design and political design. And the people that want the higher price of oil are getting the higher price of oil. I mean, we're changing, what we were doing. I remember going back to the concept she was made fun of with Sarah Palin with drill, baby, drill. We got away from that. I mean, I am highly critical of the George W. Bush administration. But one of the good things they did domestically is they really worked with the oil companies to make America competitive and develop fracking and all of these ways that, we could become energy independent. We just seem to want to dismantle that right now.
Yeah, and Donald Trump took full advantage of that. We were totally self-sufficient. When Donald Trump left office, just before Joe Biden took office, gasoline down here was $1.87 a gallon at the pump.
Yeah, and again, that people really feel that. They do.
You bet.
Again, these are things that, people fail to understand when we talk about inflation, or energy inflation, talk about food inflation. People that are wealthy, they see it, they pay it, but it doesn't affect them. It's people whose energy costs and food costs make up a larger portion of their overall budget. They really feel this. Mm-hmm. So this is just, they talk about no taxes on the middle class, no taxes on people that are working their way into the middle class. No, that's not true. This is just a form of another tax, if you want to think about it that way.
Now, something else that could come into play is all of this hacking that's going on right now, because yesterday a global web outage hit some major news outlets, also hit Hulu, Amazon, Target, the department store, and others, including one of the tech providers at the nation's capital.
I don't know necessarily this was a hack. I think this was, it was a technical problem with some of the cloud services. So I don't know enough about it yet. This is what I'm hearing. Again, these things happen. The computers crash from time to time, and it's something that we're going to have to deal with. What I did find interesting on the tech and the shutdown area is the fact that the government was able to go and recoup that penalty, that Colonial Pipeline paid in crypto to those hackers. And again, what's interesting about that is that we've thought that was impossible to do. They were able to do that, but once they figured out that they were able to do that, that actually sent cryptocurrencies crashing. Because people say, well, wait a second, I thought that this was, you couldn't do this or whatever it may be. So that's a good sign to say that, ransom can be, you pay it and you can get it back somehow. So I find that fascinating.
Now, what do you think about the FBI arresting a Pennsylvania man yesterday who scammed thousands of individuals by impersonating himself as a Trump family member asking for donations to the Trump campaign for 2024? Are you aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware of that one. There's so many scams that we're dealing with all the time. I mean, the amount that crossed my desk on any given day, it's extraordinary. I didn't hear about that one, and I'm glad. This is the type of stuff that drives me nuts. you know, people taking advantage of others. Again, you got to be very, very careful. You really do with your money. I'm seeing it more and more on so many levels, especially senior citizens out there being targeted, especially widows and people that, you know, recently lost loved ones. Everything from, you know, insurance scams to text messages saying that did you buy this and asking you to call up. It's gotten pretty bad.
Well, I got one the other day. My wife died in 2009. I got one the other day just in the last week that said I had more money from the estate, and it was from somebody with a .UK website. I went, yep, sure, here we go.
Yeah, you got to ignore a lot of this stuff. A lot of it's just, you know, wanting you to click on something, which, again, could be a formal way of hacking into your computer.
Yep.
Or getting you to call where they get some, you know, salesperson on the other line that convinces you to do something that you probably shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. If there's the slightest bit of doubt in your mind, you know, get some help, get some advice from somebody that is more inclined to know about these things. It's good. It's good to have a sensitive bull excrement meter.
Yeah.
I have a very sensitive bull excrement meter, and it's good to acquire one.
Now, the infrastructure deal is dead.
I heard it's not dead. I heard that Biden is now going to approach a different group of bipartisan lawmakers. I do believe that it's going to be very difficult for them to get this through via reconciliation. I don't think he's going to be able to do that. I don't think the parliamentarian's going to go along with that, nor do I think he's going to get enough Democrats to go along with shoving a $4 trillion package down. I think that they had come to down to like $1 million stimulus package, but it all said and done. The Senate did pass yesterday $250 billion technology stimulus package.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're down to $1 trillion right now. I guess they're debating back and forth how it's going to be paid for. Republicans are adamant about not raising taxes. They had a lot of money that was allocated in other plans from Trump to Biden on COVID had not even been used yet. And they're saying, we haven't used this money. It's just sitting there. It's already been, you know, approved. Why don't we reallocate it? So it's being ridiculous at this point in time. So there's back and forth right now.
Okay.
I don't think that they're going to get to reconciliation.
We're going to date ourselves right now. Ford is going to offer a new Maverick compact pickup standard as a hybrid. Remember the Mavericks?
Vaguely. I'm trying to remember exactly what
it used to be a little four-cylinder hatchback, the Ford Maverick.
It's going to be interesting.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day.
Got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. The website, go over there, check it out, check him out, and you'll know what's going on all around the market. And I'll be right back with Amanda Mackey on the Captain's America Third Watch.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.